Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, we are pleased to welcome Karen Von Dalen from Maumee Valley Guidance Center. Thank you for joining us, Karen.
My pleasure.
In this segment, we will discuss September is Suicide Prevention Month. Karen, can you please share with us about suicide prevention?
Absolutely. So suicide is, you know, a really serious, outcome for mental health concerns. We have a lot of people that are struggling with mental health and suicidal thoughts. And so one of the things that we're really trying to do within Maumee Valley Guidance Center and other organizations in our area is really bringing a light and breaking through some stigma of mental health concerns, and we can start talking about this. People know where they can turn to if they are having suicidal thoughts. And hopefully, right, that we're able to save those lives. And if people are having those thoughts, they know they can reach out and what services are out there and what even some crisis numbers that are out there that they can call in those times of need.
What is that crisis number, Karen?
Yeah, so we do have a local number that goes in through Ohio Guidestone that covers our four-county area that goes into Napoleon as that call center, and that's 1-800-468-4357. So it spells Got Help. So if anybody is in need of that, there is also the National Suicide and Prevention Crisis Line, and that is 988. So you can call or you could text to 988 at anywhere, and you can get somebody right away.
And Maumee Valley Guidance Center has a location here in Fulton County.
We do.
On Shoup Avenue in Wauseon. Where's that all at?
Yeah, so we're right there on Shoup, right next to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. So it's actually 1190 Shoup Avenue. So that is an urgent care. So some people might remember it as that building. We've been there now for just a few years. We moved over there. And so we do provide, treatment, counseling. We do have, medication services if anybody's interested in that. And then we do have several prevention services that we do within Maumee Valley Guidance Center as well, bringing mental health awareness and suicide prevention to the area.
And Karen, can you share with us how you started in your career?
So how I started my career? Well, I actually started and went to school to be a teacher. That was my initial thought that I was going to do, but I knew I wanted to do something with helping people. I really personally had a great upbringing, and I know that not everybody has that experience, and so I really wanted to be able to give back to my community, and I thought teaching and education was the way to go, and it definitely is, but once I got into a classroom, I realized I don't think this is for me, and I was really pulled into like my social welfare classes, my sociology classes, and really decided, you know what, I think social work is the direction I'm going to head here, and then got some opportunities to get into, some experience with organizations and really found this is my calling, that I really wanted that opportunity to help people and really give back to the communities that, were so good to me growing up.
And what do you want people to understand in your line of work?
So one thing, I guess, in the line of work is just making sure people know that mental health is real. Mental health issues are real. They are common. And it's okay to seek help. And we go into this profession to help people. So we are there wanting to be a support person for the people within our communities. So I know sometimes people think if we reach out, I'm a burden. I don't want to, I don't want anybody to be concerned about me. I don't know what people are going to think about me. We go into this because we want to help. We want people to get the help that they need. We want to be able to give that light. We want to be able to connect people to resources. And so we really, that's why they're there and we go into this. Every day is different. We get to meet new people. No day looks the same for me. And I love that. I love getting to meet the new people, come across the maybe new issues, new resources that I can help and make a difference in people's lives.
So you have mentioned mental health. Can you tell us about what mental health programs Maumee Valley Guidance Center offers?
Sure. So we do have, what you maybe typically think about is counseling services. You can come in and do, we have individual counseling. We could do, children, youth, adults. We do have, couples counseling. We do have some group experiences. We have a seeking safety group that connects substance use and trauma. So if people are struggling with trauma and substance use, a group specific to help people through those issues. We do provide some anger management, some case management to help people who are maybe needing a little additional help living within the community. We do have a great clubhouse program, which helps people with severe mental illness get to partake in some really great social rec opportunities. We know isolation can be a really big factor into mental health, depression, and even then into suicidal thoughts. So giving people some opportunities to get involved, to make friends, to have, you know, something positive to do with their time is a really great program that we also offer. I manage our prevention department. So this is a little bit different than people think about in typical counseling. So we are going out into the school systems. We are doing community education. You know, we have something that's called our Signs of Suicide program, where we go into middle schools and high schools and help to educate our youth on what depression looks like, what mental, you know, signs of mental illness they can be aware of. You know, what do they do if they're having maybe thoughts of suicide, or they're really concerned about their friend maybe having some of those thoughts? Talking about trusted adults, what are the resources they could reach out to? And then we do also a depression screen, so we can identify if any student might be struggling and helping to get some resources. We have programs that go into our early, you know, elementary school, so trying at a really early age to help those students learn about their feelings, help them learn to what to do if they're feeling angry or sad or upset. What does it mean to be a good friend? We talk about teasing and bullying, making sure we're communicating well with, you know, the adults and our supports around us. So really trying at a young age to make that difference and have a good foundation as they grow older. We also have programs, you know, that we go into the community, like a mental health first aid. So with that program, we can actually teach community members what we can look like or look for in terms of mental illness, or somebody who might be struggling, you know, even if it's just having a rough day. You know, we all have days that are good and bad. And so what do you do if you notice somebody is really struggling that day? How can you have conversations? What are the resources in our area that we can help link people to? Anybody can make a difference when it, you know, comes to in terms of identifying mental health issues and being that support person. So helping people feel confident and be able to be that outreach for people and support.
Sounds like a lot of resources available at Maumee Valley Guidance Center, located on Shoup Avenue in Wauseon. Karen, what is one of the most essential tools that you use in your job?
So for tools, for me, it's really just people skills. We really need to be able to talk and communicate with people. We have to be willing to have some difficult conversations sometimes, but we also have to be engaging and approachable. We do have to have compassion for people, and empathy, and really understanding where people are coming from. Understanding we have to be open-minded and not judgmental. Everybody comes from different backgrounds and experiences, and so we're not here to judge what's gone on. We're just here to help people move forward, help people get linked. So it's really just making sure we're comfortable working with the people, having a drive to help others. It is good to have those knowledge of the resources, so when we are out there talking to people, we know what resources are out there that we can share and pass along so that people can get the help that they need.
So that leads us to, what is the biggest challenge you're seeing right now in the industry?
So one of the really, I guess it's a good thing, we're seeing increase in need for mental health services. I say that's a good thing because that means people are reaching out for help. You know, we went through a long time of stigma where people didn't want to talk about it. They weren't seeking services. We are people doing that, and that's a great thing. But with that, we need to make sure we have the workforce that is able to address, you know, that growing need there. So we are seeing some workforce shortages that could run into issues, you know, where maybe people are waiting a little bit for services. We do have some pretty good within at least the four county contracted agencies, which is Maumee Valley Guidance Center, the Center for Child and Family Advocacy, Ohio Guidestone Recovery Services, where we do have some contracts where we do have to get people in with so many days. And so we do provide some pretty good treatment. However, you know, that gets harder and harder as the workforce gets a little bit smaller. So that's really a big thing that we're working, trying to work through and encourage people to go into the mental health field and to stay here in our four county area, in our Fulton County area. We have a lot of people that want to go to like the bigger cities, but we have needs here too, and we want to provide people with their local services. So really encouraging people not only to go into social work or some kind of mental health field, but be willing to stay here and local and help our local communities. We also know just with, you know, politics and policy changes, sometimes that impacts what we do as well. So just making sure we're keeping up and adapting to the changes that come down, you know, that can also be a challenge and some difficulties too, just making sure all those changes that really high level and how that trickles down to our cumulical, you know, communities.
And what is one piece of advice you want to give someone starting out in your field?
Yes. So there are hard days. Not every day is easy. We have to talk about some really difficult things, and you might go home from work, feeling kind of overwhelmed some days. But there's also really rewarding days to be able to know that you've made a difference, to have those times where you can see progress and change, whether that's with an individual, within our communities. We are making differences in the lives and the communities around us. And that can be a really rewarding thing too. So just knowing on those hard days, not every day is like that. And there are some great days too. And it's good to take care of yourself. So we go out there, we want to talk about people taking care of themselves, reaching out for help, using their coping skills, leaning on their support people. We as, you know, mental health workers need to make sure we're doing that too. And so just making sure if you're new, if you're going through a rough time or you come through, you know, somebody you've never maybe experienced that challenge, talk with the people that you work with, talk with the people, your support people, and making sure you're caring for your own needs too. Because sometimes I think the helpers forget about helping themselves too.
And can you share with us again, what were those numbers for individuals that are wanting assistance or just want to reach out for some help? What are those numbers again?
So they can call Maumee Valley Guidance Center. Our 1-800 number is 1-800-569-3980. We do have, again, that local crisis line and resource and information line through Ohio Guidestone. That's 1-800-468-4357. That spells GOT help. They're open 24 hours a day, 70 days a week that you can contact. We also have the National Suicide and Crisis Prevention Lifeline. So that is 988. You can call 988. If you don't like to talk on the phone, prefer to text, you can also text that number. If you are a veteran, you can press 1 and be connected directly to Veteran Services, which is great too. Those are some of those resources you can call.
Karen, any other information you want to share with the public today?
Absolutely. So September is Suicide Prevention Month. And one of the things that we do have in our area is the Four County Suicide Prevention Coalition. We are a group of people from Defiance, Henry, Fulton, and Williams counties working hard to prevent suicides in our area. We do have a breakfast event that is coming up on September 11th at the Northwest Ohio Educational Service Center in Archbold. That runs from breakfast starts at 8, presenters start at 8:30, and we run till noon. That is a free event, and we just really encourage anybody who wants to maybe learn more about suicide prevention in our area, how they can get involved or what is happening. I really encourage people to attend that. We do ask for registration, so you can go to our Facebook page or to our website for the Four County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and there are some links that you can register, but there is no cost to attend that. So we would love to see people from any walks of life, right? So whether you're a professional wanting more information, a teacher wanting to know how to help their students, or just a community member that wants to know more about what's going on in this area, we really encourage people to attend.
Karen, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah. And I'd like to thank our listeners for listening. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Carol Leininger, the Workforce Supervisor for Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs. Ohio Means Jobs.